Excellent. What do we want to discuss?
The power of words.
Oh, that's a good one. And I have questions too.
Yes. Okay. Power of words. That's very good.
That's a good one.
People don't recognize that the spirit community and also harmonically, and that words carry specific vibrations that very often people misconstrue, like the word care. Have you ever looked up the word care? My God in heaven, you'll never ever use it again. It is so negative. But we use it thinking that it means that we love someone.
To care for them.
To yeah. care for them. But that is not what it means. If you can you look it up?
Is a noun. The provision of what is necessary for the health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. Serious attention or consideration applied to doing something correctly or to avoid damage or risk. To attach importance to something. To look after and provide for the needs of.
That isn't what is in the regular dictionary, though. It means concern.
There we go. A state of mind in which one is troubled, worry, anxiety, or concern.
Yeah. And that isn't really what we need to be using. Words carry power. Let's take the word irritate.
All right.
Okay?
I don't use that word anymore.
Great word, irritate. So-and-so irritates me. What happens? You begin to have irritation of the sinus cavities. You start having physical problems. And that person, when they come around you, all of a sudden you've got sinus congestion. So-and-so is a pain in the neck. Next thing you know, you start having problems with having a pain in your neck.
I used, it chaps me. I got a little patch of dry skin. Don't worry about where.
You have to understand that words have specific meanings, and those meanings are exactly as stated in the dictionary, not in what you believe them to be. So words do carry quite a bit of power. Damning something is horrific. The last thing in the world you want to do is say, I'll be damned. That is so stupid.
Damning yourself.
You're damning yourself.
And I used to say that a lot.
And bad things happened.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you have to be very, very cautious with words. And a lot of people, they take them for granted. They take words for granted. They take the English language for granted, or whatever language for granted. So it's something to think about. Look at the word trust. In my dictionary, it says very rare.
Oh, wow. Trust is very rare. I love that.
Oh, sad. But in truth, people should never hand out trust.
No.
In truth, people should earn trust. It's not supposed to be handed out, ever. And I have people say, I have trust problems. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. You should. You should be very cautious with your trust. So it's kind of like a bad thing if you don't trust everyone and everything. Dangerous. Dangerous stuff. You had a question.
Well, actually, we went over them last time, but on the word trust, you'll hear people say, I'll trust you till you give me a reason not to. It's kind of opposite, isn't it, of what you should?
Yeah.
Need to give you a reason to trust.
Right.
Well,
Martha.
People, when they get ready to con you, they will hit your guilt button. Why? You don't trust me? You don't care anything about me? You don't trust me? Why don't you trust me? What have I done not to earn your trust? That. That's what you've done. So we need to be cautious with that. It's like pearls before swine. Don't cast pearls before swine. They don't appreciate it and they will take advantage. So,
okay, another question. We've talked before about asking for spirit guides for certain things. First of the year, everyone's wanting to get in shape, get healthy, eat better, etc., etc. What spirit guides should we ask for those types of things? Fitness and health, or fitness and diet, or
both?
I mean, whatever you can think of in that along that area. I mean, are there certain ones? And
I'm going to explain that. It's on the web page. But we have the right. We each have a minimum of three guides. Guides are Holy Spirits. Okay, they're the Holy Spirits, Holy Ghost. We have three, and they are here to guide us through life, not to protect us. We have guardian angels for that. And they can be called upon as guides or teachers to assist us in whatever it is that we need to learn spiritually. They're the ones that taught me everything. So we can call upon our guides for spiritual knowledge, and they will give it to us. If we need, let's say you need a guide of mechanics, you can call. You can ask your guides to bring to you a guide of mechanics to assist you in helping you to do mechanics. And they'll do it, which is kind of neat. Now, the guide that they bring you is a human. It's not a Holy Spirit. It is, in fact, a human that has mastered in that particular field that you're asking about. And I always ask that they be loud.
So you're not mistaken.
Yeah, so I don't misunderstand what they're saying. Be very clear. And understand, they are humans, so sometimes they're not always tolerant or patient.
And don't ask for patience.
No.
Don't ask for what?
Patience.
Oh, yeah, we talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ask for patience. You get...
challenged.
You get tested.
You go through testing to develop...
a lot of testing.
Yeah. So you always ask for divine spirits of patience or whatever it is that you're needing at the time. Joy, peace, comfort.
So you can ask, like, you could ask for divine spirit of fitness.
Yes.
To help guide you in your...
You would ask for a guide.
Okay.
Not a divine spirit.
A guide of fitness to help guide you in getting fit, or
getting you in the right direction, the right things to do to help you to, but you're going to have to listen to them. If they say you need to get up at such and such, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you need to walk so many
miles or whatever,
you're going to have to do it. So don't do it unless you're ready to abide.
I would ask for a coach when I would get on the elliptical to kind of help me, and they would tell me how high to crank it up and for how long.
Mm-hmm. You can ask for guides in anything. When I was doing painting, I asked for guides of painting. But they were human, they were mean.
Okay. Well, what about the patient?
Well, if you ask for a guide of fitness, are they going to also help motivate you? Or are they interested in that?
So you have to ask for a guide of motivation, too?
Yeah. I would ask for a divine spirit
of motivation. Okay.
You'd ask for divine spirits of...
intangibles.
Yeah, and aspects. And then you'd ask for guides that are knowledgeable in what you're asking
for. Particulars.
In the particulars, yes.
Say that one more time, if you just said.
You would ask for divine spirits of, like, intangibles, like comfort, joy, peace, anything along those lines. And you would ask for guides that can actually teach you and help you with the specifics of what you were asking. Okay. Does that help to
fit? Yeah. To bring it in, to manifest it, essentially.
Yeah. Well, you have to know what you're asking for. And people don't know to ask. We're not taught that we can ask.
Right.
directly.
Nor do we know what to ask for.
No, we don't.
When we start, that's one thing I'm starting to understand so much more is that I've never thought about, you just got to ask for it. It's really not that hard, you know. You just ask for it.
But be careful what you ask for.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That saying does come from somewhere.
Like you get a guide of fitness. Okay.
You're going to be running a marathon.
You might well.
And that's the thing. You wonder if you're asking for the means to the end there, what you want to be is fit. You don't necessarily want a guide of fitness. You want to be fit. So you want to see the end result, however that gets you to there. And that would be the or something better part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ask for a guide of fitness or something better. That's another thing that I'm learning. You definitely want to say that because you don't know.
You want to keep the door open.
How glorious it's actually going to be when you see it. Yeah. You're just like, oh my God.
That's a very good point.
That's so much better than I even envisioned.
Yeah.
A lot of times because we don't know exactly what to ask for. That's what I was saying.
Or you can ask for what is deemed appropriate.
Right.
For the situation.
Appropriate's a wonderful word. When you don't know for sure if you should ask for.
But they do.
They can. So you say, if appropriate, I would please ask for. That way you're pretty much covered.
And in relation to what Katrina's asking, what I have found is when I do say, ask for divine spirits of fitness, I will go through a number of different disciplines and say them out loud. Fitness, health, nutrition, whatever is necessary
right.
for me to get
right.
where I want to
exactly.
go. Please come, and do what you want to your end result, if it be deemed appropriate for the highest good of those of all involved, or in the name of Jesus, or something better. I always remember, or something better,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank
always
you.
Keeping
and
that
just,
door open.
Right,
I
right.
Like
it's
that
a formula,
part.
And it just you just ask it, and it manifests.
It
like,
does.
Whoa.
It really does. It can change your life.
Yeah.
I made the dean's list my second semester senior year of college by asking for help on all my tests.
Oh wow!
Good for you.
Absolutely. That's what my daughter did. She had a terrible time with algebra, so she got help with algebra.
I wish I knew that. I had a hard time.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Algebra ask for help.
Guide. Well, I was having a hard time writing a query letter until you told me to ask for a guide to help me write it. Within 2 days, it was written.
Yeah. It's so simple that people have a hard time believing that it's even possible.
Yeah.
Because it's just so simple. And you've got a whole spirit community out there that can aid and assist you.
And they want to.
And they want to, but you have to ask. They cannot force feed you.
They can't meddle in your business until you ask.
No. You can bring ask them how to protect property, which is what I did. And they told me how to do it. Which they said to place a golden bubble over my property. And I did, and it worked. I had a young woman that was hiding from her ex because he was brutal. He was a very brutal person. And they had been out to my house 2 or 3 times. And so she came, and I put this bubble over the house, and he called. He couldn't find my house. And I told him, you won't be able to either.
And he had been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I used it when I was on some bad streets in Chicago. And it works like
with
a charm.
With the bubble over you. When you
yeah, walking. Over me, around me.
But it has to be a muted, subdued golden, not a bright,
yeah, not
shiny,
a bright
shimmering golden.
Don't draw attention.
Like
I asked for a golden bubble of protection. And then I envision. And you don't even have to do that. You can ask that a golden bubble of protection be placed around your house property, etc., or you, or your car. But you got to be cautious with the car thing because other people might not see it. What it does is it averts
attention, which is really good if you're running an hour late for something and speeding down the road because you didn't know the time zone had changed.
And that's what you
did that too. And I got there on time.
To correct time, if you want to speed up time, like you're late.
Slow down time?
You slow down time. counterclockwise three times. Using these two things. One, two, three. You want to speed up time? One, two.
I do that in Dust War.
Do you have to, like, anything in your brain, any sort of intention?
Yeah, you're slowing down time.
So the intent, slowing down
time. It's the intent.
Like that. And say it as I do it.
You can do it that way.
I feel like Samantha on Bewitched.
That's what reminds
me of. And it can be something very simple that you ask for a guide for, too. I was running late for trying to find something to wear to a wedding at the last minute because what I had didn't work. And I knew my husband was getting angry because I wasn't home. And I said, please give me a guide of fashion to help me find something to match this skirt. And I need to be out of here as quickly as possible. Walked over and this lady goes, have you found anything yet that I had asked earlier? And she goes, let me help you look. Then she comes in the dressing room with me and waits for me to try stuff on.
Yeah. That's a good guy there.
Yeah, it's simple. And there's nothing too little that you can't ask for. It's okay.
At that moment, it was not little to me. But it's a very minor thing.
So you need to be in communication with the spirit community because they are there to serve you, to take care of you, to protect you, to teach you. They're caregivers, in essence.
And we appreciate them very much.
Oh, I appreciate mine, let me tell you.
And doing the daily lifting also gives you authority and lets them know you're serious.
As you do that daily lifting, it gives you authority, which in turn gives you more aid and assistance from the spirit community. Because they see that you mean business.
Exactly.
And it works. Your life has completely changed, turned around. Yeah. Which is awesome.
I didn't realize you could ask. Yeah. Powerful.
Yeah. It's so simple.
Yeah.
Like if you have a lost animal, you can ask the Legion of Pan to bring your animal home to you safely and to protect that animal. Yes?
I've done that.
Have you?
And she came running up the driveway after she'd been gone 2 hours.
But you have to work into that authority. You don't want to just jump into all of this. Like, I have a lot of information on my webpage. Mm-hmm. And the information is really, really good, and it really, really does work. But you have to work into a position where you develop that authority. Then it works even better.
It can be overwhelming, too, if you try to read, like, all of it. I have found that I'm getting overwhelmed sometimes because I'm trying to, like, do a crash course off the...
You can't do a crash
course. I'm learning that. I'm trying to slow down a little bit.
Ask to find what you need when you need it.
Okay.
Ask for divine spirits of knowledge to work with you, to help you to understand.
It might be helpful to go back in the older notes mm-hmm. and look at the notes because the notes will have links to pages. So it might say about like communicating with your spirit guides and for more information, please click here. That might make it more manageable.
Well, I've done that, but then I just keep clicking
it. Well, I'm glad that it holds your interest. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing, but I'm trying to have you focus on one or two topics at a time.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
Well, they all kind of blend.
Yeah, they do.
I saw something about, you were talking about hand placement for asking for things or praying for things. It's the same for mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah. My guides, years ago, I asked him, how do we pray? You know, because I was raised Baptist,
right.
Okay?
Right.
So in the Baptist church, you pray like this, mm-hmm. right? Or you pray like this, with your hands are closed. They said, no, you always pray with your hands outward and forward, palms out, because that means you are sending and receiving. You're open to sending and receiving the prayer, the information. And so that's how I've always prayed after they taught me this. And it makes it more powerful. It just does. They say when you close your hands, you cut yourself off.
And isn't that interesting that almost everyone prays that way.
Well, some do, some don't. I think it depends upon
what church.
Yeah. What church you go to. Yeah.
So do you receive through your left and send through your right hand? I've heard that several times.
Well, yes. Yeah. Left is receiving, right is sending. Yes. But for this is you're opening up to receiving and sending prayer.
Okay.
And information. Okay. So you're opening up both levels of self, both aspects, male, female, all aspects of self.
Where would you be sending the prayers? If they were prayers to angelic?
Yeah, when I ask for anything, I always ask with my palms outward.
The daily lifting.
The daily lifting. When I ask for anything, the spirit community, when I'm doing, now sometimes I talk to them when I'm driving, so.
Me too.
I do. I like to do that a lot.
I do too.
If you need to lift while driving, is it okay to have one hand up and one hand on the wheel?
Actually, they're okay. You're okay.
Okay.
You're all right.
It's like,
it's okay. Because I asked him that. He said it's okay because you kind of have your hands out anyway.
That steering wheel doesn't get in the way. It goes around it.
But I do my liftings when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
I automatically do that, do the protection, do all that. It's really bad on weekends. I don't drive. I have to go ahead and do my liftings anyway. But yeah, all the prayer work that I do is like that. When I do healing work, now when I'm calling forth the energies and consciousness of cancer or whatever it happens to be, I do it like so. Because I'm pulling that from that person.
But you do this when you're healing, don't you? Do you raise your hand when you're doing a healing? Or up, either way.
Up.
Yeah, I've been doing up.
That'd be a little exhausting for your arm.
Actually.
You don't have to lift too
much. They'll come to you.
Yeah, they come to you. You bring it through here, through the solar plexus, through your right hand.
Pull cancer out.
Left is receiving.
Yeah.
Right is
sending. So you can keep it right here level.
Yeah.
As long as it's up.
Yeah.
But when you said you were doing cancer, you were crossing a finger?
Not specifically.
No, when I call forth the energy
and
consciousness of cancer. Energy and consciousness of cancer, call thee forth through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Come forth. Say that twice. I release thee and unbind thee. Turn thee from negative to positive. Dissolve and disperse thee. Return thee back to God through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Heal now in the name of Jesus Christ.
And you're saying that to what or to whom?
To whomever I'm working on.
That's cancer.
Oh.
I'm calling the cancer for it. Okay. Or whatever it may be. You can do it on yourself. In which case, you would do it. Energy and, you do it like this. Energy and consciousness of my cancer. I call thee forth through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And you'd have to name specifically what the cancer is.
And that works for other things, not just cancer.
Yeah, injury, pain, and trauma.
I'm going to burn my finger.
Yeah. Finger.
And some other stuff going on.
But you need to look at what that's about.
I have.
And the right-hand side versus the left.
I have.
And can you explain about...
not hers,
but like the heal your body and using that.
We'll talk. Oh.
You're setting an appointment.
I know.
The left side of your body is your feminine side. The right side of your body is the male side. We both, all women, all men, have the feminine side, the male side. Okay? So when you hurt something on the right-hand side and you're female, more than likely it's about the male in your life. Not about what he's done to you, but how you have reacted to him.
Oh, yes.
Hint, hint.
Yeah.
And if it's the female side, that's how you are reacting to a female. And it could be
your
mother, sister, whatever. Or if you're a male and you're reactive on the male side, it could be how you're reacting about yourself. Which I think is really kind of interesting. It gives you a lot of insight into who and what you are and what's going on in your life and why you're reacting the way you do.
And use that little book back there.
Yeah, Heal Your Body is a fabulous book.
Always high.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I have copies of it all over the place.
I got it. I downloaded one on my phone, so I have one on my phone with me. And
I nice. Need to do that.
It's an app.
Yeah. It's, awesome. It's a Heal Your Body app. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very accurate.
It is.
It's scary accurate.
It really, really is, and it shortcuts everything. And they can download my webpage too, can't they, to the phones?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can access it. Yeah.
You can. There's a mobile version, and
yeah.
I've thought about an app. I haven't had time. I had a lot on my plate.
You do have a lot on your plate.
You can access it on the phone, though, because I forgot my lifting, and I did it when I was on the road, yeah.
And it's website, yeah. It should be very simple to get to. If you activate it from a mobile device, yes. There is a specific mobile version that will...
It was very easy to use, especially yeah. when I was tired and lying in bed and thought, oh, I forgot my lifting.
Yeah, because it's right there.
It was right there, and I did it.
And if you need to print anything, go to the PDF version. There's a PDF on everything. Print the PDF. Don't try to print the page. It's I don't know what that would look like. The PDF is clean and simple.
So cool.
I know.
It is so cool.
we were talking about the Heal Your Body app.
Yeah.
There is a Heal Your Body app.
There is a Heal Your Body. It was about $3 in the App Store, and it's Hay House, Louise Hay.
So what do you, how would you use it? Would you put in a symptom or something?
Okay.
You can look up anything.
Let's say you have a broken finger in two places.
Not pointing to anyone, of course.
So, it's the right hand.
Yeah.
And it's the index finger.
Oh, so you pick
out the index finger of the right hand, which would give you a pretty good idea of where you're at.
Yeah, I'm gonna download that.
Isn't that
neat? Yeah. So then you just put the symptom in there and it tells you what to do.
It's an affirmation.
Yeah, but you don't use it. You can use it that way, but you can tap it and it's 10
And you faster. use your fingers to do that to determine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like the kinesiology she teaches to find out what it is.
Yes. Okay. Oopsies. So that way you can go ahead and figure it out. Tap it out, tapping twice, using these two fingers, index and middle finger. And when you get it, it'll tingle. And then it's cured. Then it's gone.
So could you let's say you got something in your wrist. You tap on your wrist.
Yeah.
It's like pain go away or
no.
You have to get to the root.
Yeah, say what she says in that book.
You have to get to the
root.
But you have to get to the root of it before you do it.
Say what she says in that book.
Let's say you have arthritis and it has popped up on your little finger. Just bam. Okay? So you go arthritis. We look up arthritis. Well, we look up little finger. So let's look up finger.
Is it on there? Is there a finger?
All right, little finger.
It has every finger
broken. Family and pretending. So this is something that's going on within your family and something that you're probably pretending to be not mad about or not upset about, something that's just happened. So what I have found is arthritis is based in guilt. Now that's not in here, but that's what I have found. It's based in guilt and resentment. So I had this happen to me. So I tapped it out and I found out there was more to it. So I had to use this to find out what it was about until I got all the root as to why I had the guilt and resentment, which happened to be my little finger. Me, it was about me, but it was about my husband. And I was wrong in having the guilt because I was right in being mad at him. but I was wrong in having the guilt over that, and I was wrong in resentment. I should have just dealt with it, and I didn't. So I pretended that everything was okay. So I had to work it through, and it was gone. Mm-hmm. Totally, absolutely gone. So how can you use this? Very well. It's a wonderful tool. And if you can't use your fingers, because there's a lot of us that apparently can't do that, which I think is really sad, mm-hmm. We can go to the root of this and pretty much figure out what it's about by checking out the root mm-hmm. and tap it out. And when we get that tingle, then we've got a healing.
A lot of times you'll read what she says and you'll think, oh yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know right away.
Yeah, it resonates. I love her books. Great books.
How did she come up with all that?
You have to read her book.
But, I mean, was it a guide to stick over the information?
Oh, honest to God, I can't tell you. Because, in truth, I never really sat down and read how she developed this. My guides told me to get it. They told me to use it, and so I just did. But I suspect that she's worked this with lots and lots of people and developed the knowledge. But I was a little bit surprised that she didn't get the guilt and resentment, because nearly everything dealing with arthritis was based in guilt and resentment, the combination.
I think resentment's in there, but guilt's not.
It's the arthritis.
Resentment of authority, I think, is what it says.
What about fibromyalgia? That's a form of arthritis. That's what I'm seeing a lot in a lot of people now.
Arthritis. Feeling unloved, criticism, resentment. Resentment is there. The guilt is not there. Fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
You do know I have a formula for fibromyalgia.
Didn't you say that it was some type of little...
Yeah. That it's like a nanobacteria.
Yeah.
That eats on the nerves.
Pricklies,
they're called pricklies. That eats on the nerves. And when it eats on the nerves, it really, really, really hurts. It irritates. I have this poor lady, she came in, she had fibromyalgia just all over. Her clothes hurt her.
Mm. Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It's really very painful. And I did the formula with her, and it was gone. That was the end
That's
of it.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And that's like a bacteria or algae or
something? Yeah, wasn't that a bacteria? It was a bacteria, I believe. Carol, do you remember?
I was trying to think.
I think it was a bacteria.
It was a prickly.
Yeah, that's what they were called.
Yeah, but I don't know that we ever...
I'm pretty sure it was a bacteria.
I want to say nanobacteria was what...
Yeah, it was a nanobacteria. And you can't... They haven't found it yet. They will. Science will find it.
When you say formula, do you mean a prayer or do you...
Yes. To me, they're given to me as prayers, but they're formulas. That's what a prayer is. It's a formula. A specific way of calling forth what it is that you're working with. So it's a prayer, but it's a formula. And it's on the website. But now, it has to be true. It has to be fibromyalgia. It can't be what they think might be fibromyalgia. It has to be real fibromyalgia. That works. That's a good testing ground there.
If it doesn't work, it's not it.
It's not fibromyalgia. Well, it's like autism. A true autism, the formula that we have for that works. The person no longer has autism. But if it's not autism and it's something else, it won't work.
And true autism isn't caused by any vaccination or anything like that.
No,
I'm sorry. No, it doesn't work that way. Autism's a whole different situation.
Since Savannah brought that up, are there any vaccines that are harmful?
I don't like them.
That are out there?
Not to my knowledge.
Thank you.
Not to my knowledge. I my guides told me go ahead and get the flu vaccination. I went, okay. So they haven't told me not to get any.
And what about ones for children?
They told me to have my child vaccinated, so I got her vaccinated. Absolutely. Which I'm very grateful for. And yes, you should have your children vaccinated. It's not going to cause autism. It won't do it. Autism is the soul does not fully go into the body and is partially in and partially out. That's at birth. That's not through a shot.
What causes it to happen like that at birth?
I think I would almost, I'd have to guesstimate because I never really asked them. They told me that was what was caused, that caused autism. But apparently the soul and the body had not completely integrated the DNA, RNA, to where it needed to.
Right.
And so it didn't go fully in.
And so you're calling upon the angelic that could come to really that situation?
No.
You're calling upon
forces
to push. You didn't read the
formula. Push that spirit back in there. Push that old spirit right back in.
No, you're sending them back into the light.
No,
aren't you?
Well, send them back into the light. Let them talk.
Okay, let's get some more. Hold on.
No, you asked them to be taken into Christ's light.
You know.
It's
the Beta Mercy.
Tell them.
You call upon the Beta Mercy to take their soul into the light and cleanse it in Christ of truth and Christ of light, put it back in the body and seal it up.
Yep.
That's what she's saying.
Completely. Instituted fully. Fully into the body and seal it. Then the autism's gone.
So cleanse it first and then seal it.
You have them cleansed, have their soul cleansed by Christ of light, Christ of truth. Ask the Band of Mercy to do this and to bring them back and to fully institute their soul back into their body and seal it in the name of Jesus Christ.
I have it in the book. I just didn't.
It works. Yeah. Beth, who, God love her, her grandchildren both had autism.
And they were both induced.
Say that again.
They had induced labor on both of them.
Oh, that's right.
That
could have been part of it.
So you're suggesting early birthing.
I'm not suggesting. She said.
Well, that's really the suggestion.
I wish
recording,
I told
you. That was a commonality.
Can we say that again, Liz? Sorry.
I told you.
Possibly.
Both of her children were induced. They had induced labor.
I told you. That's
that would make sense.
I did too,
whatever
though.
That drug is.
Pitocin?
Yeah.
If you were prematurely birthed,
you're
going to your soul.
I did. With my daughter, I did. They induced.
After 2 weeks?
What Carol said, the spirit kind of hangs around about 3 months before they're born.
Thank you, pictures. Being picked up.
She said you,
it's very sensitive.
3 months before you're born anyway, right? Kind of
your soul, before you go into the fetus, it begins going in at approximately 6 months.
6 months.
And it goes in and out, in and out, in and out. It doesn't go fully into the body until birth.
Hmm.
Upon birth is when it gets hopefully fully instituted into the body.
What happens when babies are born before 6 months?
Doesn't matter.
They don't still come in and out?
They're still going in and out.
Okay.
Before 6 months, they're probably
before
not.
Before 6 months?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
So the baby...
They're chosen in and around that time, but they don't go in and out of the body until approximately 6 months. So up until that time, it's a fetus.
So what
she's
happens?
Saying a
premature a preemie baby being born in the hospital, does it not have a soul?
That's 24 weeks. I mean, that's early.
Some of them have been
born at 21 weeks and
it
way out.
It can happen. But if they survive, it's because they have been chosen prior to.
Okay. Oh. Okay. That makes sense.
You get chosen. You choose your parent and you choose the body of the fetus.
He chose me.
The problem is this. You can choose from the light or you can choose from the outer darkness.
And choosing from the light is an educated decision, whereas choosing from the outer darkness is kind of a crapshoot.
Catch canned.
Who chooses from the darkness or the light?
We do.
The parent?
No, the child.
The child. A soul.
So you're saying you're either in the light or you're in the outer darkness when you choose. So if you're in the outer darkness, you don't have as much choice as what Sven is saying.
Correct.
But, so if you're not, if you didn't ascend, correct, you're in the outer darkness, you just went, okay.
You got to get what's there.
It's catch can.
But in the light.
But you'll be drawn to people. What are you confused about? Even because you're born out of the outer darkness doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Right. You just have not ascended.
You just didn't ascend. You didn't go into the light. And consequently, you will be drawn possibly to a family member, someone that you know. It could be someone that you have a connectiveness with on some level. Or it may be you just leap in because you have the opportunity. There's all kinds of possibilities. There's not specifics. But if you go into the light, then you can choose your circumstances, what your path will be, what you come here to overcome and to learn and to grow from.
And your lessons.
And your lessons. So it's a whole lot easier for you sometimes.
Okay, I have a question. So my grandbaby's going to be born, the new one's going to be born late March, early April, somewhere around in there. So he's going in and out now at this point. Can I just talk to him at any point since he's not always within body?
Probably.
I would not have to be there is what I'm saying.
Yeah. The interesting thing about it is mothers, before they have their children, about the time frame of 6 months on, begins to make contact with the mother in dream state.
And why do they go in and out?
They're adapting the spirit DNA to the body DNA.
Figuring out what to do with the meat suit.
Well, they're adapting so that they will be a good
match.
Match, yeah.
I have a question. We talked about this, to my cousin's child, I had an aversion to the child from the first time I met him. I don't, it's very bizarre. And he told me that he probably reincarnated in the outer darkness. Is that typical?
Unfortunately, yeah. Sometimes, you ever heard of like the bad seed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, these are people that have a lot of baggage and they incarnate out of the outer darkness. And they carry with them rage, sometimes insanity, all sorts of things, and they carry that into this lifetime, and then they continue on with it. Yes, Liz?
If you incarnate from the outer darkness, how do your guides find you? How does that work?
Your guides are always with you.
So in any incarnation?
Yeah, you always have guides. Your soul has three guides, always. Now, they may change accordingly. Yes. That was what you were going to ask? Yeah. I'm quick. Yeah.
If you incarnate from the outer darkness, couldn't you have some attachments to you also?
No.
I cannot.
But, you can, there can be those that seek you out from past lives. And they can attach.
But they can do that whether or not you've incarnated from the light or the outer darkness.
They can. They can seek you out.
Question.
Yeah.
That's your friend of having identical twins. Just curious. Is there any connection to their souls before they came? Like, were they... Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Usually with twins, there is big connections. And it can be positive or it can be extremely negative.
Mm-hmm.
They can hate each other severely or love each other.
Mine love each other dearly, but yeah. That's why I was, it's just wondering how that happens.
Well, speaking of siblings, here's a real off-the-wall question. Well, it was a story in the news actually not too long ago about two siblings that were actually getting married.
Was it in Arkansas?
No, it was somewhere where it wasn't illegal. It was actually a northern state that was not illegal. My question is that's usually, normally there isn't even, there's not that attraction between siblings. Could it be?
It can be.
Right. But I'm asking you, do you think that that's a past life thing?
Sure.
That they just can't control it because of that reason?
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, and you can have hereditary attraction. Yeah. That can happen too. Because you're kind of on the same wavelength.
Right.
Yeah, depending.
Yeah. Oh,
now to go back to her nephew with the aversion, if she were to get her sister's permission, or sibling, I don't know if it's your...
It's my cousin's.
So if you were to get the parents' permission...
Correct.
You could use the soul cleansing formula on behalf of the child, correct?
Thank you. When you have a bad seed...
His mother's got a bad seed too. That's the get permission.
If you can get permission to pray for the child, it can be a neighbor, it can be a family member, but you have to have permission to pray for that child, to put that child in your prayers.
And that what you can I, do you mind if I add you to my prayers?
Yeah. That's all you have to
that's
do.
That's it.
Then you can, while that child is sleeping, you ask the Band of Mercy to take that child while they are sleeping, to take their soul into the light, have it cleansed with Christed light and Christed truth, and bring it back and always have it sealed into the body. That will be a different child the next day. The next day. Well, you'll see a huge change.
And isn't it the earlier in life, the better?
It's a lot better, yeah. If you wait till they're 21, it has a tendency to have some problems. They have a few patterns built in.
Yeah. And that's the thing, the patterns have built.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have a nephew that's autistic, and he's almost 21, and we both ask him to pray for him. He won't let us pray for him.
Wow.
Oh, then you can't.
I was like, oh.
Oh, that's okay. Sad.
Yeah. His choice.
It's his choice. That's it.
That's strange that he would say no.
He talked about like ectoplasm and plasm and energy from the time he was itty bitty.
Then he knew.
And everybody thought he was off his rocker. His mom died young too. And he would talk about my mom came to visit me and I could see her energy.
You could tell him he wouldn't lose any of his gifts.
Next time we see him, we can do that.
Yeah.
He's afraid of losing his gifts.
Wow.
Which?
He wouldn't lose them.
It makes sense if he's related to us. Like
they could actually be they could be enhanced because he'd be more knowledgeable.
Well, his
more control.
His mom didn't want to go into the light. She went into the light kicking and screaming.
She adopted him, though.
But she went kicking and screaming because she was hell-bent on protecting him. Because she was staying around to protect him. And I was like, you can do better. You can protect him better from in the light.
So she went to the light?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's tough. But yeah, you can correct that child. And we've had a lot of success with that. And it's so easy.
Yes, he's having a lot of problems.
It does not work on the form of autism.
Asperger's?
Asperger's.
Yeah. Asperger's. Oh, no, it doesn't work with Asperger's. No. I tried. There's something else going on. It's different.
Now, she brings up a good point. If you adopt a child, do you... How does that spiritually, how does adoption differ from being someone's birth parents?
Actually, people who adopt children, the child intended to go to that person. That was the intent.
See, told it in there.
So, yeah, there's actually not much in the way of difference.
They just didn't happen to be born to those people.
Yeah. Is routed that way.
Yeah.
The actual parent is a means and a way to get that child to those parents.
And it was probably in the birth parents' lessons.
Yeah, to release.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess that would be the same with surrogate parents.
Yeah.
They just use the vehicle that the surrogate.
It is. It's a means and a way. And it's okay. Which I find kind of interesting. Everything has reason and purpose. You just, you don't know. That's why you try to find out. That's why you go for the knowledge. The knowledge gives you authority in your life. That's why we put it out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the Bhagavad Gita?
A little
what?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the yogi principles.
We were just talking about that tonight. We were in a conversation recently, and they said something about the Bhagavad Gita is actually a Hindu story that tells higher principles, essentially.
There's truth.
Yeah.
Well, there's truth in all religions. The problem is you've got to try to get out those truth nuggets.
And unfortunately, they don't come in a 10-pack like they do at McDonald's.
But, you know, truth rings in. You can feel a truth.
She's your daughter. Like,
yeah, I know that. Because you do, and your soul, you have all knowledge.
I remember being about 5, and my teachers tried to tell me that rocks weren't alive, and I was, yeah, they are. And just moved on. I was like, you're wrong.
Absolutely. Now, I know that sounds bizarre, but she's right. They are.
See,
they have energy.
Better,
yeah.
Or feeling them, or whatever.
I had drawers.
You can do rocks. Pet rocks.
I can feel a rock.
Rocks everywhere.
Why not? Just open up to it. Don't shut yourself down. Open up, and ask the stone. I don't like to be called rocks. Ask the stone what it can do for you, and then let it pop in your head. Write it down.
Mm. Right, there you go.
It helps talking to animals too.
The purple gold stone thing.
Yeah, you can do it that way. It does work. It's really cool. Mm.
Talking to your weeds.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, before I go out to pull weeds, I have to look. I'm going to be pulling weeds here in about 24 hours, or at least an hour before. So let go, loosen up your roots.
It's okay.
And they do.
It's okay.
Try it. It's wild. They let go, and you don't have to tug. You don't have to pull.
I talk to all the squirrels in my yard and tell them, look, I would really, really like to get some pecans off my tree this year. You've got the whole top of the tree. Just let me be able to get to the ones that I can reach and the ones that fall on the ground. That's all I'm at. Guess what? I got more pecans than I'd ever had before.
Did you?
At least you're asking to bring them to your porch.
Put a little bucket out. Just like,
and I also told them that I would give them some of the vegetables out of my garden, not to eat them all.
Yeah.
20%, isn't that
what
it is?
Yeah, 20%. You can have 20% of whatever I grow.
Because years before, they every day gum one of them.
Well, sure.
And would you be asking the Legion of Pan or the Divas of?
You could do either. I would just go ahead and offer it up to the Legion of Pan for protection of my garden to do whatever is deemed appropriate, and all can have 20% of the garden.
And will you go into who the Legion of Pan is just quickly?
Legion of Pan. Legion of Pan is the nature spirit community. This is all of nature. When I first met Pan came through and one of the mediums, and I got introduced, and Pan came through as, I am the god of nature. And I went, what? What do you mean you're the god of nature? And it made me feel really uncomfortable. I said, I am the god of nature. And I found out that what he meant was, I am the archangel of nature. Mm-hmm. But he had been referred to as God through centuries and thousands of years. And so he's like the archangel over all of nature. So when you call upon the Legion of Pan, which is his legions of angels, nature angels, you can get whatever you need done in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't do it without calling upon in the name of Jesus Christ.
Would you also need Shemhem Farash or no?
No. No, Shemhem Farash is only for dimensional, interdimensional.
Break?
Break.
Everybody knows that.